Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last Saturday in the pregame showbiz and I were talking how your game last Friday with Lake State was like a really good movie. Good beginning, middle, and end. After Saturday's game, Biss goes, you know what? The sequel was even better than the original. There are a lot of really bad sequels. Last Saturday was pretty darn good, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, Schultz. It was a good weekend for us. And it's like anything. You get excited when your team has a pretty good weekend and they're doing a lot of things well. And you just hope that that consistently carries over. You know, you guys are talking movies. Well, I don't have a crystal ball, so it's hard to predict that. But hopefully when the guys recognize their play away from the puck, how well they were defensively, the scoring chances that they created, some of the good things that we actually did that we showed on video after the weekend, you sure hope that does carry over.
Keep the movie theme going. You had a lot of good lead actors last week, but you gave the highest praise to Elias Rosen for his instincts offensively. Let's talk about the defensive end. A lot of good offensive defensemen may have some deficiencies defensively. I don't see that with Elias. Do you?
No, because, again, a lot of times with these guys, these high-end thinkers, and Rosie's one of those. Rosie's got great hockey sense, and they're a step ahead. And when they're a step ahead, they're a step ahead defensively and offensively. And sometimes, again, a situation that they might be in, that could be a tough spot for him. They're not in it because, again, they thought their way out of it. And Rosie, you're spot on. He's a very good defensive player, very good offensive player. He's got good depth to his game.
Your team had 93 shots last weekend. It's more than I remember in quite a while. What's the most important factor of generating that kind of offense? Is it shot selection? Is it breakout? Is it forecheck? Is it just making smart decisions? What is it?
I think it's a lot of those, Schultz, because I think if you really wanted to peel back the layers and break down a game, you're going to find out that there's different situations that create those scoring chances. But overall, you have to have a tremendous work ethic. You have to be strong on the puck. And you know what? And momentum, short shifts. And I think if you can keep that going, what happens is the opposing team gets the puck. They want to flip it out. They want a line change. So, yeah, they have a hard time getting into a rhythm because, again, the team that obviously, again, has good jump or good momentum or, who are dialed in, whatever you want to call it. There's with all these different themes we're talking about today, it just can be tough on the opposing team. And it's hard to sustain anything for 60 minutes. But I thought on Saturday night we did a good job of having good energy for 60 minutes.
You scored first a lot early on in the season. Not as much leading up to Christmas, but now it's been three straight games again. You've always stressed scoring first is ultra important. It's even more so on the road in a league game, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Schultz. It's just nice playing with a lead. And obviously it can be very volatile on the road, especially in barns like this. And so it's it's credible in a sport where we always talk, Schultz, in a sport where basically the first team to three wins the game. More times than not, it's that first goal is critical.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, every team evolves throughout the course of a year. Where is BG different than when you guys saw them the first time of the year?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't analyzed their game enough, Schultz, so I don't know. A lot of it'll be predicated this weekend, but again, you always play different at home, so I just think they're like us. I mean, you do what you do. There's a certain way you want to play. You have a certain identity, and the biggest thing is not where you were in the fall or where you're at right now. Are you playing to that identity? And sometimes you're playing to that identity early in the year, and you might get away from it. Sometimes, again, you might peak at the right time, and you're doing it the second half of the year. Sometimes it might be the middle of the year. So, again, it all depends on, again, how you play and, what your identity is and when you're playing to your identity.
What aspect of the game is BG best at?
Well, I just think, again, at the end of the day, they're physical. I think that, like, I always like to use the word sacrifice, those sacrifice elements. They'll block shots. They finish checks. They're hard to play against. They box out in front of the net. They don't make it easy for you. They rely on probably like a physical aspect of their game, to have their success.
This rink is compact, tight. Things just happen fast. How does the game that you want to play differ in this building?
Well, it's way different, but you got to adapt to your surroundings. And that's the one unique feature we have in college hockey versus professional hockey. We have a plethora you know, of different nuances in these rinks. I mean, you know, where the end wall to the goal line can be 10 feet here, for example. Ours is 13 feet. It can be 15 feet. You have Olympic sheets. You have hybrid sheets. You have 85-foot sheets. You've got 20-foot radius in the corners. You have 22. Some have 24, 26, 28 different degree radiuses. Neutral zones are different sizes. Some have the benches on the same side. Some have benches on the opposite side. Some have... you know what, NHL glass. Some have glass with partitions. Some have seamless glass. Some have 10-foot high glass. Some have 12-foot high glass. But the bottom line is, Schultz, you and I have talked about this. There's just a plethora of different nuances in all these different rinks, and you have to try to play and adapt your game to those nuances in the rink.
Matthias Scholl played really well last weekend at home. How is a goalie's job different in this building?
It's tough because they're touching the puck. You'll notice tonight, Schultz, almost every puck, every chip puck, every dump puck is going to funnel the goaltender. They're going to get a puck touch. It's not going to be like in our building where where they got to stay in the net a little more, or if they do, they can just leave it for the defenseman. The defenseman, once the goalies are going to touch it, the defenseman better split off and get on the goal line markers, and our wingers better be on the hash marks, or actually the top of the circle is probably here because it's a shorter zone. And the bottom line is you got to be able to rim pucks on your forehand because just to relieve pressure. It's just a different game, but they are going to have a lot of puck touches.
Owen Sillinger was nominated for the Hobie this week. Heck of an honor in and of itself. To me, one of his best attributes is consistency. Where does consistency rank in your list of his attributes?
I think you're spot on. It's number one. He's a Swiss Army knife. He's got depth to his game, however you want to phrase it, however you want to call it. But he's our guy on faceoffs. He's on the number one PK. He's on the number one power play.